Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
How's everybody tonight?
Doing great.
Amen. Well, praise God. Praise God. Amen. Well, we're going to get started tonight by the grace of God. Brother Charles, would you pray for us if you don't mind?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Our Heavenly Father.
Thank you.
We thank you for the opportunity tonight to bring forth your word in the Spirit of God through the Holy Spirit to rightly divide the truth and let everyone know under the sound of whosoever will speak tonight's voice that they are teaching the truth. We thank you for another day we've never seen before and we never will see. I pray that those that are on the line and listen will accept the truth in the name of Jesus. I pray that the deliverer of the speech will give it in the name of Jesus in the same spirit. And these things I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I hope everybody had a good day today. Amen. I know I did. I give God all the glory for what he has done and what he's about to do. Amen. But we want to go to the book of Romans chapter 9. And we want to talk about the crisis concern. Amen. And so we want to go to the book of Romans, chapter 9, and we're going to start at verse 1. Amen. And I would invite anyone that would like to, they can chime in at any time that they have something to say or want to reiterate a scripture or what have you. So I invite you to do so. Okay, so we're going to go Romans chapter 9, verse 1. It says, I say the truth in Christ. This is Paul speaking. I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost, some say Spirit, some say Holy Ghost, mine say Holy Ghost. I'm reading out of the King James version. Okay? It said, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. It says, For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, kinsmen, according to the flesh. I know sometimes we feel like that, especially when we're trying to get the word of God over to people, especially when God has imparted something in you personally, especially when God is speaking to you about his word and you are searching out God's word. You want to be able to share it with someone. And sometimes people are not really receptive, but that's okay. Amen? So
amen.
It weighs heavy on your heart. All of us are believers. I do believe that all of us that are on the line tonight are believers in Lord Jesus Christ. We believe in him. We want to come together as one. And this is where the principalities in high places began to step in and try to divide and tear us apart. But we got to stay steadfast in the word no matter what and love one another. Amen? Because it becomes a heaviness. He said, for I could wish that myself was accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. Who are Israelites? To whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenant and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises. Amen?
Amen.
For the concern. He said pertaineth the adoption, whom pertaineth the adoption, who concerns the adoption. It says, who are the fathers and of whom as concerning the flesh Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. Not as
Amen.
Though the word of God had taken none effect, but they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. Wow. Isn't that something? And
yes, I
believe Pastor Cena spoke on that the other day. This is what she was saying. Just because you were born in Israel don't mean that you're an Israelite.
Amen.
Okay? It said, neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall the seed be called. And Ruth,
amen.
So just for a few minutes, I'm going to go over to the New King James Version, so because I want people to understand. And this was what Minister Sheila was talking about, and it says the Jews viewed God's choosing of Israel in the Old Testament as being like adoption. They were undeserving and without rights as natural children. Yet God adopted them and granted them the status of his sons and daughters. Good God Almighty, he adopted them. Amen? God's word in the form of beautiful covenant promises came to Abraham. Covenant people, the true children of Abraham, are not just his biological descendants. They are all those who trust in God and what Jesus Christ has done for them. But those who trust in God and believe in what Jesus has done for all of us, those are the true Israelites. Those are the true Israelites. It says, neither because they are the seed of Abraham, or they are they all children, but in Isaac shall their seed be called. This is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise accounted for the seed. For this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. So what he is saying here is that not just because they were born Abraham's seed, don't mean are their biological children, don't mean that they all are, because some go astray, some do other things, some of them don't even believe. There are people who say God and Lord and Jesus Christ who come to you with these words, but they are not true believers. They don't even believe a word you say, even though you're reading it, and you began to God allow you to expound on it. They still don't believe. What can we do if we even did all of this and we're reading you the word straight from the Bible? What else can we do? It's plain and, I mean, well, I take that back. It's not plain and simple, but it's for those who have ears to hear. Amen. It's for those who are spiritually inclined, who God has circumcised, who he has chose to open their understanding to his word, because we seek his word out like a treasure. Amen. So when you began to seek his word out like a treasure, you began to find it. And so a lot of times people still don't believe. But it says here, the Jews was their lineage came from Isaac, whose mother was Sarah, Abraham's legitimate wife, rather than Ishmael, whose mother was Hagar. Paul asserted that no one can claim to be chosen by God because of his or her heritage or good deeds. God freely chooses to save whomever he wills. The doctrine of election teaches that it is God's sovereign choice to save us by his goodness and mercy and not by our own merit. Amen? So God chooses whom he pleases. And a lot of times people can't accept that. They can't accept that God chooses whom he pleases. And those are the ones he chose and adopted in. So but people cannot receive. But it is the goodness of God. God is concerned about all of us, but he don't try to force himself on us to make him accept him. It's like whomever you marry, a husband or a wife, you can't make that person accept you. You know, are you dating someone? They either have to love you or they don't, because you can't make them. You say, love me, you better love me. They say, but I don't love you. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? So God doesn't make us love us. He's there to allow us to receive him. We can receive him and be adopted in, become a part. But he won't make us do it. So we can either believe his word or believe in him, or we don't have to believe in him. Amen? And so that's why a lot of people now people are so afraid, and they're saying, we're supposed to be awake and cautious, but we fear God. We don't fear the things on this earth. We don't fear man. We don't fear all of this stuff. So those who know him and accept him and believe in him, most of all, believe in him, believe on his word. He said, I come in my name, you won't believe me. Or they come in my name, you won't believe. But they come in somebody else's name, you believe them. So whose word, whose message will you believe? So we have to believe the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to believe God's word. God's word is true, and it's written plainly for us to see. So either people can believe it or they don't have to. God blesses whom he chooses.
Amen.
And so all of those that want to receive him can be saved. Who believe in him. He that believeth on him shall be saved. So if you believe, you truly believe, you can be saved. And so, and we talked about that last week. So I just want to chime in and say that because it's so important that we know and understand God's word and believe. And believe his word. Believe what he is saying. Amen. So I just thank God, give God the glory tonight for this word, bringing us back to it. And the lines are open. Anyone has anything to say, to add to that, we welcome you. We want everyone. And if we have something to say, we don't have to bash each other and call each other. We want to love one another. That's what we want to do. And if I don't know something, help me, Brother Charles. If I don't know something, help me, Dr. Love. Who's ever on the line? If you feel like it's something I'm missing, help me. Don't hurt me. Help me. Okay? So this is what we do as believers. Iron sharpens iron. We want to sharpen one another. Amen?
Amen.
So I just wanted to bring this about so we can come together as believers, believing the word, and helping one another to grow. This is what we do. The stronger pray for the weaker, that we grow together, amen, and receive this word. Chime in, you're welcome, amen.
Amen. Hey, sister.
Yes.
The points you brought up tonight come straight out the Bible. You preach God's word. And if they got a problem with anything, don't get mad at you. Mad at God. God said it is in his word. Everything
Amen.
You taught tonight come out of his word. And now there's a lot of, I got several little things I want to say that won't take long. There's a lot of black people that call themselves Israelites. And they are Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to compel, they want to say everybody else is wrong. They want to claim the birthright, and we do have a birthright by being of the tribe of Judah or Levi or Naphtali, whatever tribe we come from, Benjamin, whatever. We do have that birthright.
Amen.
We don't get a double portion according to it by being born into the faith. And it's not because
Amen.
Of the works we've done or we so much spiritual than everybody else, because the promise that God made us, that's why we are special, not by nothing we've done ourselves, but God don't break his word. If he says it's going to be that way. And now, that's number one. Number two, there's a lot of black people that call themselves Israelites, want to exclude the Europeans. You can't, you can't do that.
That's right.
You can't do that. Because God said, compel no man to come unto him. Let him come on his own free will and accord. Jesus taught that. He came
Amen.
And showed us a more excellent way, the way of God, the way of love. And because of being skin color different from mine, and he said he's an Israelite, I believe him. The Bible says 70 some souls walked into Egypt, Jacob in his household in a day's time. But 400 some years later, a mix, I tell people words are important, a mixed multitude walked out. Mixed, the word, the key word in that is mixed. While we were there, we intermarried with all kind of ethnic groups. Now, this is what I don't like about it. They want to exclude us, the original people. Most of them want to exclude us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they was white. The people that walked out was all white. That's Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And most of the people that go see movies are Europeans. They spend more money than anybody else. So the heroes and the men of the Bible, Jesus, the prophet of the Bible, have to be white because there are white people that's making the movies, and most of the white people go see the movies. But the truth of it is, most of them were brown-skinned people that walked out. But I know there were some Grecians in that group, Grecians, who had came into the faith and had lived according to the laws and the bylaws of God. And they were had just the same birth, the same right that all the rest of us did. Because he said and told Moses, if a stranger want to come in, it's an Old Testament, and obey the rules and the regulation that I set forth, we must accept him.
Amen.
There's been Europeans in the faith for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
But now, for some reason, they want to exclude us, the original people, the original dark-skinned people. For some reason. I don't know what to understand why, but that's the way it is. You know, so I want to bring that out. A mixed multitude. There were Egyptians. They were black people. The difference in the Egyptians and the Israelites, Egyptians are a little darker complexion. They're the descendants of Ham. And the children of the descendants of Shem, who the Israelite line come through, is brown skin. That's us. We're descendants of Shem, and the anthropologists and all of them proves me out. Our skulls are different than the Hamanites. Different. We all black people, but we different skulls and everything. You can tell. They done tested us and found it out to be true. Like the young lady said tonight, when they got these skulls and compared them to the Hamanites, they don't match up. But when they took the Israelite skulls and matched up the American black man's skull to the Israelite skulls of old, they matched up. It was black people. But the person in charge now is, history is, if you break it down into phonics, it's his words, his story. They write history how they want history to be read. But they don't make it so. Don't make it so. You can't exclude us.
That's right.
You can, but God ain't gonna lie there. The truth will come out in the end.
Amen.
It's gonna come out there. And I'm not preaching hate. I'm just preaching what you talked about tonight. Come straight out the word of God. And I know for a fact, I met some Europeans that was adopted into the faith, and they more true to the faith than any black people I've met.
Amen.
They're proselytes that came into the faith and obeyed the rules and regulations the way God laid it out. And they got the same inheritance coming to them by coming in through Christ, the true vine, that they was grafted on and grafted into that. They got the same birthright that we do.
Amen.
Through him. Now, I'm preaching teaching. I'm trying to teach the best God that gave it to me.
Amen. Well, you're doing an excellent job.
I'm trying to help my sister. But she started with the word, and I want to finish with the word.
Amen.
That's all I'm trying to do. Put a light on this. You did a great job of illuminating this night, putting light on this. You did a great job.
Amen.
Great job.
I appreciate
and that's
that.
The way it should be. All the hatred that came in the other day, because we were talking this here the other week.
Yeah.
There's a man
and
woman came on that was full of hate.
Yeah. It worked. And see,
I can feel the hate in their voice through the line.
Yes, me too.
It don't matter. It don't matter. It do matter. Because I'm going to tell you something else. The sacrificial system, when all this is over with and God will move his kingdom from heaven down to here on earth and Jesus will go physically occupy the throne of David in Jerusalem forever and ever, the sacrificial system is going to be instilled again. And we the tribe of Judah, which is where most black Americans come from, tribe of Judah. We go hold a special place, be the praise tribe, the worship tribe. We gonna be the ones that get the orders from Jesus, and we gonna tell the rest of the tribes what to do. That's just the way it is. And the Levites gonna be going.
Not necessary. It's not necessary. You know. So we gotta continue to love one another, help one another, pray for one another. That's what we need. We do not need this, you're a hypocrite, because if that's the case, you won too.
Amen.
For coming on doing that to your own brother or sister. You even worse. Because you came in with an attitude. But this is not what we're here for. We're here to help one another. And to pray for one another, you know, and to give God's word the way it's supposed to be. What God give you right now, it may not be my time yet. He has shared things with you that you are on another level. We're all not in the first grade. Some of us have went on to the second and third, fourth, fifth. Okay?
Amen. Thank you, sir, for the understanding of this.
Amen. Yes. So what he has given you according to your life, when it's my turn, then you can be able to explain that to me on my level where I can get it. When I get out of the fifth grade and come up to that to the 12th grade where you are, then I can understand what you're talking about. But until then, and until God opened up my understanding, I have not a clue. So then I'm going to call you a hypocrite when I don't even understand what you're saying. What is that wrong? It's wrong.
It's so wrong.
So I'm trying to help people. I'm trying to help because when you don't understand something, I can't. Like one lady told me, she said, "Yeah, well, you know, this lady told me this," and I said, "Oh no, I ain't." I said, "Well, wait a minute." I said, "Don't go and say, hey, she's not telling the truth or she's not this." I said, "Go ask God for yourself."
Amen.
I said,
"For your understanding,
Lord." Amen. Said, "Lord, you know, somebody told me this, and I don't really understand. Can you show me?" He said he will not withhold any good thing from you. And don't you think every word that proceeded out the mouth of God is good? Every word is good. So he will tell you when your time comes. But right now, you can't feed a baby a fried chicken. You can't feed a baby fried chicken.
Amen.
You got to wait till he gets some teeth or something.
Amen. You know what, sister? My auntie told me the same thing. My auntie told me that in 2008, I started trying to teach about Jesus being a black man, the prophets being black in the 80s in my home church, and they crucified me for doing that. But then when I got home, she was one of the very ones that was doing it. And when I got home in 2008, the first words out of her mouth was Jesus was black, and she was teaching. I said, "Wait a minute, when I was teaching that, y'all were laughing and mocking me." She said, "Well, they called me Bobo back home." She said, "Well, Bo, we wasn't at your level of understanding yet. It took us, some of us, a little long to get there." I said, "You know what? Yeah. I'm not upset. I'm glad you're there now."
Amen. Some of us take a little bit longer. There are some others on the line. If they would like to chime in with us, we welcome you. Come in. Anyone else?
Come on in and join this conversation.
Amen.
My apologies. I kind of came in later, and I'm not quite understanding what the conversation is about. So I was trying to glean a little more, if I may.
Okay. Well, we were coming out of Romans chapter 9, and we were at the first several verses when we was talking about God adopting in the believers. He was adopting them in, and so we got to talking about that because it said just because they was born. Israelite doesn't mean that they were Israelites. They was adopted in. Whoever wants to be saved can be saved. That's what we were talking about. If you believe, and if you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be saved. So we was talking about that in Romans 9.
Okay. So what we're talking about pretty much is pertaining to the flesh and not necessarily of the spirit. Because we're not talking about the spiritual. We're not talking spiritual. We're talking about the natural.
What we're talking about is God. Yeah, God adopting in whom he chose the Israelites is what we're saying. We're reading it, and we were saying he can choose whomever, and this is what Paul was saying. He can choose, God chooses whom he pleases, those who believe in him. He chooses whomever, you know, and so God chose the Israelites.
Correct, yeah, and I agree with that because I believe in Deuteronomy it also talks about that it was God chose them, not because they were the greatest, but because of his choice. You know, and I believe that that indicates that he's letting or making a distinction with who his people is and are, as opposed to those that are, if I could use the word, of a natural descent or a fleshly descent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because I believe that when it began, when the two nations began, he specifically added distinctions. He said that these were of the flesh. And I believe the highest goal of a Christian is knowing that they are, have become engrafted in because of those, as you said earlier, that if you can believe, if you can believe his word, which is truth, then you can become whom he has created you to become. And I'm not quite sure. I guess I keep hearing this Israelite, and I may have misunderstood. But when it comes go ahead.
No, I'm just saying we were reading in Romans 9. So whenever you know Romans 9
okay,
and 4.
Okay. Yeah. 9 and 4. Okay. Because that's what it seems like. It was saying that. When he talked about, but Romans 3, it says, for I could wish that myself were cursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. Then he goes on to say, who are the Israelites? You know, so
the people of Israel. Chosen to be God's adopted children, chosen to be believing in God. What we were saying, if you believe in God, you can be saved. Is what we're saying. You can
absolutely
be saved.
So
somebody asked that question, true. I think last week.
Okay. Now I can kind of see because I came in on the last part of when he was talking about the blacks and the Israelites and all of that, and I was trying to see how everything tied in, but I guess I understand now, because had it not been for the Israelites, then we would not be here now. And what we're engrafted in is not of the flesh, you know, because that's the level. The highest level is of the spirit.
You got it.
Yeah,
you got
right. So in order to be a partaker of and be connected to the vine or be connected to God, God is a spirit. So and then he also says once we get to heaven, you know, there's neither male nor female. So,
That's right.
We are elaborating about how God is getting us what earth suit he chose for each person, you know, I'm not sure who had a choice, you know, but anyway, I just thank you. I got the understanding.
Amen.
There's a scripture in the Old Testament, sister, that says, knowledge is fine, wisdom, but the understanding of what God is trying to tell us is greater than it all.
Above all, get understanding. That's the book.
Right.
Amen.
You got to get understanding. There you go.
That's right.
We do. We have to get the understanding. And it's important I believe the scriptures state he's made known his ways unto Moses, in other words, and his acts unto the children of Israel. So if you want to know how he does things, then you can go back and find out how he handles these people, because he's still the same. He never changes.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah. So you know, I believe God was trying to allow us. It's what I'm hearing, what's prompting, you know, and I don't mean to take it in a different area, and please feel free to stop me.
No, go ahead. You're fine.
You know, God himself wants people, and he's already classified those that are going to be his people whom he selected. Now he says,
amen.
You know, our goal as a Christian is to become the sons of God or the daughters of God. In order to do that, then our flesh must not be important. The highest order is always the spirit, because when you connect to God, God is a spirit. And so because we have these earth suits, you know, that we have to stay here on earth, I have a question. I kind of thought I went to Galatians, because I thought about it. It prompted me in Galatians chapter, I think it was Galatians chapter 1. I think it says, let me see if I can run it down. It says, I'm just going to skip because I'm sure everybody on the line kind of knows it. It says, I'm going to start at verse is that? I'm sorry. Let me cut my light on. I'm trying to read out off my phone. And it says, I think it's verse 9. Say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men of God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servants of Christ. But I testify, you brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not of man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For you have heard many conversations in times past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure, you know, Paul, and he goes on. But then when you scoot down after he talks about, and then chapter 2, and then he goes on and he talks about being bewitched. Meaning we can get so focused on what's on the earth, which is not going up to heaven, you know, but bringing it back to what you were saying, we have to believe that God is a spirit and that we are a spirit. And as we travel through this earth, you know, our goal is to walk in love, to promote peace, to maintain our joy, and to be like our big brother Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, so I know when we get into the races and things, sometimes I believe, you know, me personally, I believe that when it's all said and done, the only thing that when we die, the only thing that's going to be left is our soul and our spirit. And I believe God did great effort to try and let us know, don't sweat the small stuff. Just keep it simple.
Amen.
Yeah. Just keep it simple. You know, I agree 100% about, you know, we as believers can do a better job in believing the word of God. I do that.
Amen.
I believe that. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah,
as Brother Charles and I were saying too, as we come together and love one another, and like you said, and I love that in Galatians, because what you just read, if I preach any other gospel, I neither got this, neither was taught this by man or got this. So people think that, and see, sometimes God will show you some things and teach you some things that he have not taught other people yet. And so they said, that's not true. You're not
that's
ready
right.
for that. That is on such a higher level that you cannot perceive it unless God opened your understanding of what he
that's
has
right.
told someone else. Because there are many times that even one time I was telling somebody, and I thought they, because they said they were believers, and I believed them. And so when I told them one time that God had showed me an angel, they said, what he looked like. And I thought to myself, wait a minute, you're a believer. And then they proceeded because they didn't believe. And I thought, why? And that's what, it just got, I'm like, they didn't believe it. But God will allow you to see some things. And he will show you some things and teach you some things that people won't even believe in your day.
Amen.
They won't believe
Amen.
It. And when you
I
began
believe.
To tell them and try to share it with them, they said, that's not true. I didn't see that in there. This came straight from heaven. It came straight from heaven. And so they limit God and say, oh, that's not in the Bible. It wasn't meant to be announced. That's how you going to know that, hey, nobody but God. When he asked Peter, he said, who do they say I am? And when Peter spoke, he said, I can build my church. Because he knew it was true. He said, you didn't get this from man.
That's
you didn't
true.
Get that from me.
And think about Paul. Paul talked about the three heavens.
Amen.
And but he said, I can't. He said that I know a man because he understood that he was not finna go into war trying to tell them something that God had showed them. So I believe as well, you know, we have to know, because, you know, it don't, like you kind of use an analogy, and I'm going to kind of piggyback on a little bit. You know, you cannot take a baby and expect him to go out there and drive a car. I don't care how much instructions you give him and how, because he's not ready. There is no way he has the capacity, has not paid the price, has not heard the voice of God, and has not, because if we have, you know, I always say we have a built-in navigator that kind of tells us, the Holy Ghost kind of will let us know something's off. And our job as a believer is to go back, like you said, and ask God. I didn't understand this. You know, I didn't get it. So can you help me? You know, above all, to get understanding. So I think I understand now where you are, and I believe that in order to come to the mature state, it's clear that we have to learn to deny ourselves the right to be right, you know, and be able to be okay allowing the Holy Ghost to tell us when it's time. Sometimes we give valuable information, you know, it's like giving that valuable food or chicken to the baby. And they're not ready for it. And the Bible says that what they'll do is they'll turn and they'll rend, and they'll try to rend you. And that's because, you know, when the truth comes, and you don't hear the, when you can't hear the truth, it's gonna be up to the Holy Ghost to do it.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful call. I've been listening, and that is hard when you're speaking something to people and they don't receive it. And sometimes even being who you are, the flesh can make you feel like being rejected sometimes, or like what you don't know what you're talking about, or why you're attacking me. I'm just giving you the information, kind of, you know, type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Your flesh can feel that way because we're human, you know, and that's
right.
natural. But it's I've been trying to learn. I'm still learning. Mm-hmm. When
we
to gracefully, when to gracefully bow out. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
don't go
mm-hmm.
round and round and round with them, because some people just like to argue for argument's sake. I mean, no matter
right,
what
exactly.
you say, they are going to argue. If you say the grass is green, they are going to tell you
mm-hmm.
it is some other color, because mm-hmm. that's just who they are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand what you're saying, and it's so true, but no matter what, you still, like I think you mentioned last week, you still have to say what God told you to say.
Absolutely.
You know,
right.
and let that seed, you know, start to grow.
Yeah.
Somebody else come along and water it, like he was saying, that, you know, later they received it. And that's happened
yeah.
to me within my own life, because my brother has been to different parts of Africa on many occasions. He's done personal pilgrimages, and he's gone
mm-hmm.
into the caves and looked at the different hieroglyphics with the different ones, and going into certain areas where certain priests are only allowed, and different areas where certain things of the heritage has been stolen, you know,
mm-hmm.
that are in the United States in hidden vaults that have been taken from us. And
mm-hmm.
he's been studying for many years the original Israel and so on and so forth, and he told us a lot of things. And, you know, you go like, you know, me, I've always been involved in always receiving of my African heritage, even from a young kid. I mean, you know, I was the one that loved Black History Month. I just loved it, you know. But I would just throw my antenna up, but I wouldn't reject it. But we had certain people that would come at him and reject what he was saying, you know.
Right.
I mean, just totally reject what he was saying, and I understand. But now, as time has come back around, now they're coming back and saying certain things, and we're saying, okay, but yeah, didn't he say that back, you know, 15 years ago? You know what I mean? So that happens, and it happens to us too, because things my mama
yeah,
told me.
Right.
I didn't believe until I got to be older, and I started saying some of the same stuff she said, and I said, oh, Lord, did that come out of my mouth? You know, I was a young 20-year-old at that time. Am I talking like mama? You know, so that maturity you're speaking of, you are so,
yeah.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. I did want to ask, you had mentioned something with the scripture when you first began with Romans 9, but it was something that you had mentioned after adoption, and I was driving home, so I can't remember. Can you read, do you mind, I couldn't find it. I was looking in it. Now that I've gotten home, but
okay.
I couldn't find it.
Okay.
I don't mind.
I'll start from the beginning, because I think I stopped at verse 8. But anyway, it says, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and fear and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the doctrine and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises, who are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all. God bless forever. Amen. Not as though the word of God had taken none effect, but they are not all Israel, which are of Israel, neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall they thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise accounted for the seed.
Was there another scripture that you read along with that? Or was it that when you did the different King James version, it was something that, it was a particular word that stuck out to me?
I
don't know if you had another scripture or it was the other version.
Okay. Let me, because I do believe I read. Verse 14. Let me see if this is it, because I think it said to be fully Jewish, a person must have descended from Abraham. In addition to faithful Jews, adhere to the Jewish law and traditions. No, that's not it. Okay. Let me see, because I was in Galatians. I apologize. Okay, let's see.
It was something where it was something with the grafting in or something.
Okay, it said the Jews viewed God's choosing of Israel in the Old Testament as being like adoption. They were undeserving and without rights as natural children. Yet God adopted them and granted them the status of his sons and daughters. Is that it?
Right there. That's the scripture.
Uh huh. That's in the New King. It's in the New King James Version.
And it said, granted them. That read that last line again. Granted them.
Yet God adopted them and granted them the status of his sons and daughters.
Okay, and who is the them?
The Israelites.
He granted them. I was trying to say, who's the them when he said he granted them?
Okay, it says the Jews viewed of the. Let me read it again. It said the Jews viewed God's choosing of Israel in the Old Testament as being like adoption. They were undeserving. They were saying they was undeserving and without rights as natural children. Yet God adopted them and granted them the right of his sons and daughters. That's how it was saying here that that's how the Jews was viewing them. But God granted them, those who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's what we were saying earlier, anybody can be saved if you believe. It doesn't matter if you believe the word of God. But see,
and that's Jew or Gentile, right? So that's Jew or Gentile. Okay.
Certain people, and it's like today, certain people say, well, they're not going to be saved today. But we don't know if they believe the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said they can be saved. They can be saved. They shall be saved if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. So the Jews was viewing them as hey, look here, because they figured, you know, they couldn't be saved. They was looking at them like, oh, they was undeserving, and you know how some people say we are today. You don't deserve this. You don't need this. You don't like someone was saying earlier about the hidden things from us. Out of Africa, all those things were hidden because they didn't want us to have. We wasn't deserving of it. So let's just take it from them. They don't deserve this. So the same thing. They were saying they wasn't deserving, but God chose them. And so that's what the Jews were trying to say.
The last sentence, one more time. The last sentence you had said once more.
Okay. Yet God adopted them and granted them the status of his sons and daughters.
Okay, that's
what you're talking about?
It says it's the status that keeps hitting me, the status.
Okay.
So if God grants us the status, let's say I'm an unbeliever and he grants me the status of a believer once I become a believer, then he's giving me equal share.
Amen.
Exactly.
That's it.
Amen. Exactly.
That's it.
So, you. And I... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Amen. I was just saying you were absolutely right.
And that's the thing that's the whole problem. I think you guys mentioned it earlier, but that just kept sticking out me, status. If we notice, everything we deal with in our life is based on status. It's if you're rich, if you're poor, if you're black, if you're white, and the other races, you know, if you're male, if you're female. You know, if you would like to mention with education, if you're a doctor or you just have a GED or whatever, or don't have an education, everything we do, we exclude people and we include them where we want to include them based on status. But if God is making us equal, why come we keep on trying to
make division. And see, that's because people are people love the world. You know what I'm saying? People love that they love that prestige. But we as believers, we love one another. We don't treat people as sit them in the back. You know, if they come up here and their clothes is not like ours and they're not dressed fine as we are, sit them in the back and we'll get to them later. We are not like that. That's why we say we as believers, we come together to love one another, to help one another. There are people that do that, and there's a lot of people that do that. If you don't drive the car like they drive or have a house like, they don't want to exclude you. But we as believers who know the truth, we say, come on in, sister. Oh, we don't care nothing about you. You know, that's the way we are. That's the way we are. That's why we are calling for the real believers to stand up and to come together. We don't care anything about paper and we don't care. We don't care what, you know. We really don't. What we care about is the word. We love the word. That's what we care about. But you're absolutely right. That's what we care. Yes.
Sister, can I say something? This is Brother Charles.
Yes.
One of the main things with the Gentile men that the Jewish people had with them, the Israelites had with them, they was uncircumcised.
Mm-hmm.
So they ain't even circumcised to be going to accept them into the faith. They all got to be circumcised. Paul said, no, they don't.
Yeah.
King David
wrote
years ago in the Psalms, he said, there's circumcision that counts. It's a circumcision of the whole, not the circumcision of the foreskin of the phallus, the penis.
Mm-hmm.
That don't matter. That's just symbolic.
That's right.
The true circumcision of the whole thing that you wrote a thousand or something years before Christ walked the earth. That's the one that kind of Paul went back to that. His teachings as an Israelite, he knew that it don't matter about their foreskin being cut, long
that's
as their
right.
heart
that's
is true,
right.
long as their heart is right. They
Amen.
Can be grafted
Amen.
In. Jesus being a Jew, he was circumcised. They can be grafted in through him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If that's what
Amen.
Happens. Spiritually.
And
spiritually.
Amen.
Anybody can be
yes.
Israelite spiritually. Anybody can.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Anybody. Amen.
Amen.
And the only one can really circumcise your heart is God.
God.
He
God.
Knows your heart. And he know when you're ready to receive the Holy Ghost. He know when he wants to baptize you with speaking in tongues. He know when he wants you to be baptized. The wind blow it, but you know don't know where which way it go. So he's the only one. So yeah, I just thank God. It is truly been a glorious night, y'all. I love it. I thank God for the teaching. I thank God for everyone that shared with us. It's truly a blessing to share with one another, to pray with one another. I just love it. I love it when we can come together and enjoy the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love that. So anyone else have? We got about 5 minutes. Anyone else have anything to add? We love this word. We love it.
Love it.
Yes.
Well, I just want to ask one more. Something that's always puzzled me. We know that in Israel there are many different denominations of people, and all of them are claiming the Holy Land as their own. And it's so many denominations. You have the Black Israelites on the roof, the African ones. You got them all over, different people, right? And they all fighting and have been for years. It is amazing to me that people are willing to kill and do all these different things to claim the birthright of the Israelites. We are willing to, you know, because every race say they're the number one race. Every race say, you know, they're the descendant. If they do accept that, you know, accept God and the line through Jesus, then they want to say, well, no, we were the first. And it's just amazing to me that we got all this fighting going on. Yes, I believe we do need to have the truth of who was the race and all of that, just because we do need some truth. But regardless, when it boils down to it, if we are all supposed to be one and he's receiving all of us, does it really matter that much to be fighting and killing each other and still trying to take over a land that ain't ours anyway? Is here? You know, I just want to share that.
Amen, amen. I understand what you're saying. That is so true. There's only one God. There's only one God. And those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ from their hearts, truly believe, and have that relationship with Him, we don't have to fight. We really don't. We really don't have to fight for it because we know Him. He said, "My sheep know My voice, and a stranger will not hear to." So a lot of people say that they know Him, but they don't know Him.
They know
whenever,
don't
sometimes
know
you can, right, they know of Him.
Yes.
And that's it.
The big difference knowing of Him and knowing Him is two big differences.
Amen.
That's the truth.
That's the difference.
And then I kind of want to just say they know Him because they don't want to go to hell. They know if they say it. You know, it ain't that they really receive Him in His heart, but it's like, well, shoot, I do believe there's a hell, and that ain't the place I want to go. So let me just go on here and get this one in. And I'm going to keep doing what I do because God forgives my sins. You know, you have a lot of Christians that will do that. He forgives my sins. Mm-hmm. He know I'm not perfect. I'm going to do whatever I want to do, but I believe Him, so I'm going to heaven no matter what. You know, that's how a lot of people believe, and it's unfortunate.
Yeah. And you know, those are the ones. I'm sorry. Those are the ones that doesn't have a personal relationship with Him.
Amen.
So when you don't have a personal relationship with Him, you don't know Him. You're still on surface level and need to get to know Him. You know, so we have those kind of people that say, oh, yeah, I believe, and times and happen, they turn like a light, you know. So, you know, like a light switch, they turn on and off. So that's why we as believers should come together and just love one another. And but we have had a great time tonight. I'm looking forward to the next time, by the grace of God. I just want to say I thank God for all of you. I thank God for everyone that's been on the line. We bless the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. We believe in Him, and we believe every word proceeded out the mouth of God. And until next time, I love you. I love you. And we're going to see you all next week, by the grace of God, or whenever Dr. Hunter put us back together. Amen.
Yes.
So God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. You all have a good night. It's been a great Amen.
All right, good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you, teacher.
Thank you. I thank everyone. And thank you for Amen.
Thank you for being obedient and bringing the word when we gave it to you. Thank you for that.
Thank you. I thank you for coming on and sharing what God has placed in your heart. It's been beautiful. I thank you so very much. Thank you.
Thank you,
man. Thank everyone else. Amen. Praise God. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.